Okay. So yesterday we began the new sugya of Kfela. We saw the Tosas, we saw the Rosh, we saw the Rambam, the Rajba. Okay? And sometimes you need both. Both, how can you have both? Well, he's a Kfela, you tell him you need to know his taste, but don't mention it in your head. Cooking school. Okay. Fine. Rabosai, I want to read the shach again. Simchat and Beis. Part of the old Maram Akamas, part of the new Maram Akamas. Simchat and Tzadik has Simchat and Beis. Beis Yosef, Posak Agoy, Lav Kfela Samchinon, Mesir Lefitumo Dafka. Kfela, samchina filu ena mesir lefituma, lo meshaka. So you have to do manusa. What we call it yesterday, even. I was with the Rashi, even. It's balcha the kanmai b'goy she'enu kfela. V'chein tzorach lo yeda she samchin olav. Because remember, Yosef Karo wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He also wrote the Beis Yosef. Fine. Kol gom kashali came in the pasuk with his base. The mi b'she'enu mina osim the daraisa the kol she'enu osim tam. For a separate reason. I'm not going to go into that. We pass the halacha. Gavalt. The Rambam says, "Somech on the goy, la kfeila mesil lefituma." Ram is not a kash. Ram holds like Rashi. The Tamkik is not the rice. I don't think Ram requires the seal of the either, as he said yesterday. I'm not sure what the Shach is, what he says. And can I say the Rash, but the Rash, with Paskins, the Mishemin is the rice. So we saw it holds this first week of Shir. So here's what we saw already last time. Chuma Sadesh asks his kasha. He says, Kfela, Shani, Dumnos, Vakach, Lamar, Cheskoso. Of course, the Turi over there. And he tarted both. Kfela, umesil v'tumah. The local rajma is something called chalmanik. So here, both. It's important to see inside the print that we spoke about yesterday. You have both, or you have either. How does it work? Both like Rashi. That's very sure, Rashi. The Rashi rolls on the tongue, he goes, the rice. So we're stuck. Now we're stuck. Okay. Now parentheses. Umechutani. Always good to call him a chut. Makes good for Shalom Bais. Chutani, ha'aluf ha'maruma l'reiner of Gershon Neru. It's like, what is that Gershoni? Dolly Adar. I know the Shach, I know the Chutani. Two of the greatest adults of the generation. The kids married each other. That's what it sounds like. What about Mechut? It's often used in grandchildren. All kinds of community, many different things. But that's, he says Mechutani. Okay. Look up in the history book, see what exactly happened. Right? Hipshagan Kelan Chumas Hadesh. The Rosh Vesiyos of the Master Kfeil and Akoch Olav Tavim Vishuk Lomar HaChazokha. Kfeil Vesiyos of the Tuma. Can't have both. He's the one who said it. That's what I would have said on my own. You can't have both. It's either it's Umnus or it's Vesiyos of the Tuma. Can't have both. How can I have both? It's a contradiction. Either he's calling as an expert, or he's just talking with just like anybody guy in the park. I can't have both. That's what his mechut said. Okay, that makes sense to me. That's what I would have said on my own, not for what we see already spoke about yesterday. Yeah, can't have both.
How's everybody defining mesichah
fitum? He's just talking. He stopped a guy in the street. He say, oh yeah. Yeah, have a cookie. You like the cookie? Yeah. It taste any fat in it? Nah. You still have it too, but it's not kind of street. What is an expert?
You can ask still, though. You can be specific and it's considered a sample of Kitumo.
Yeah, you stop talking to a tool. That's what the Rabbi Avodah Zemeshul is. You talk to a stomach in the street. Or a guy in the street. Okay, start talking, knock it over. He's not an expert. He's not considered to be an expert. No one thinks he's an expert. So you ask him a question like you asked anyone else in the park. So that's called Mesiel Levituba. Once the guy's an expert, right, you ask him, that means you rely on his expertise. So by definition, not like Mesiel Levituba.
Can't find an expert in the park.
What?
Can't find an expert in the park.
Once he's an expert, it's assumed you're coming to ask for his expertise. I would have said like that very solution. How did we get out of it yesterday? Well, yeah, we rely on your expertise, okay, but not for Yusuf Ahed. We want to know for cooking classes. That's a chiddush, that's called Mesiel Levituba. That's a push that I call Mesiel Levituba. But that's how we saw the people got him already yesterday. I'm just giving you what the Machut says. Over here, good? So we're stuck. Okay, so this is the Avodas HaGashmi. Fine. Again, the Prima Godem is the one who gave us the answer, as we said yesterday, that he is, you're asking him, is there a taste? But not for halachic purposes, but rather for not Yisrael. That's what the Rosh seems to say in Siman Chafei. Okay. Now, what exactly did the Shach answer? Skip a little bit. Nearly the very end of the Shach. The Chalik. The Daf, the Hecha, the Lekha, the Mekim, the Milsa, who, the Ein, Goy, Vesil, Levi, Tumot, never be Sator. Av, the Minche, and Amino, came on the Ika, the Mekim, the Milsa, Latim, the Kvela, Samchin, and Alei, the Chilik, the Muskim, the Riva, Shom. What exactly did he say? What did he mean? So the Prichodesh explains what he means. If you have, I'm going to turn to the back. Prichodesh, Sivkot, and Beis. Oh, Yesh Loma. It's second half of Sivkot, and Beis. The Shani Acha, Tavi Milsa Davidi Ligluye Miyad. Miyad. You taste it right away, you'll see. He told the truth, or told the lie. Vadifa Miyadis Isha. Dilu Hasam Af Imo Inye Sheker. Enem Svarvia. The guy says, Mace Balak. Mace Balak. What happened never? The guy comes back. And they come back the next minute. You know? A witness will make an assumption. Yeah, he's probably dead. How can he survive the Holocaust? Come on. Just say, hey, he's dead. A year later, he comes back. Gewalt. The case is like that. Terrible. But a year later, here, a minute later, right? He says, no, there's no taste of fact. Put my mouth in the second later. I taste fact. She's a liar. The after that was not. This woman can remarry, and they both go to their graves, thinking they were all right. And then, in the Shemayim, they know the husband's living in some desert, in some island, somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Found a new life. Mashiach and Hachal, Shemiyach and Tomos and Mizbar, Meshach and Malo. The Chol Ki Agav Nesamchin and Hakam Mesil Lefituma Af Yisurin Do Raisa. Very nice answer. Very nice answer. Yes.
Is there precedent for this chiluk between miyad and not miyad? Was it legally miyad or not?
No, there's precedent. He said it. That this is the pre-chodesh of the precedent. He's the primary source. He does quote simon peivov. We'll have to get to as a precedent that is true. But the distinction itself, I don't know if it precedes the pre-chodesh. The Vilna Gaon quotes this. The Vilna Gaon. Here, over here, in Siman Tzad Ches. What the Gaon says, oh, Sivkot and Hay. The Rambam left everything out. Lo iski mesir libitum rama. So then, sir, why? Should avida the gluye? Lo dami libetzin. That same simon. The suber is the rama. Dafka be Yisrael. Should lo avida the gluye kamo kan. Here it's even more avida the gluye. Super avida the gluye. The Beis Yosef passes on his own. The four sheetas. Tosis, dafka kvela. The Rosh, Kfele Mesil Levitumot, he thinks the Rosh needs both. Not to be clear. Rashba, Pasuk to be Echad Meher, Ram Pasuk, Eitzir, Lo Kfele Bela Mesil Levitumot, Vichriya, Tumosh Kosev Kan. What does it mean? The fifth Shita, Achra. That's what the Gaon seems to say. What did he say? He says, Mesil Levitumot, right? That's what he says, without Kfele. He says no one. He says no Rishon held that way according to the Vilna Gaon. We thought I thought the Rosh held that way. The Rosh didn't say Beferish didn't fail the law with the Rosh. No. That's what I thought. I don't know. It's hard to know. I have an idea. Let's look at the Levitos of the Rosh. Yeah. Let's hit me. Maybe we should look this. He says yes.
What's the reason we say that the Goyim Mashak is it to mess up the Jew or just because they
lie? That's a good question. You want to doctor mess you up or just?
I guess then
you're not so careful and being, you know, be precise.
To mess the Jew up, there should be no difference between if he's got a kind of can be galloway later on. Or
no, he doesn't. No one wants to be, you know, discovered as a liar. No, no one wants that. He'd like to mess you up, he doesn't want to be discovered as a liar.
Is that true today?
Huh?
Is that true
today? Today, who knows what's true today? Today, I just don't know. Today, it's a good question. Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's take a look here. This, is there a Tosafot Rosh in this question? Take a look. I don't see anything. More fantasy, nothing. Okay, so we'll have to, the sheetahs we gave, the five sheetahs, does it matter which who holds what exactly? A little bit, but not that much. All the sheetahs are presented appropriately. Fine. Good. So far, so good. Okay. Interestingly, the Taz, we'll come back to the Taz a little bit later, but I can't resist showing it to you right now. The Taz here in Sivkot and Beis, quoted Risha. Because of Risha, it also be Israel, the Mitamo, Yeshlumo, Shepomen, Shekonet, Bosom, and Akatsa, the butcher. When you do it, Maluachu, Lao. Oh, so little shop. You want me? Is it meat salted or not? So taste it. No, I can't taste it because what if it's not salted? You taste the treif. Utamua ma'o, the basinim and base, gabi mura, because of I did the tongue with the shop. You're allowed to taste it. Just taste it with your tongue. Okay, near the batima, build the shon, ain't no chashashi, so build up a suffer. Umishanachi is kim beferish, gabi mura, she's the malush. Moshe Kosta, the son of Bess Yosef. Shema Mordechai and Chulim. Akinami mutter ibnoki shomidam. Shani hocha. So, nu? Why can't a Jewish person taste it? No. Tatsarach lito my de achila mamish kilaharbish meshom tam. Akinsarach she's the men of God. To lick it, you can lick anything. Now, why did Shomid Mamakum suffer it? If the svar is right, she would be able to look things in Mamakum Vada. But that's what he says. Tasit cotton base. Tasit cotton base. It's interesting. What about a fast day? The class continues. The Gabe Tainis, and our Chaim, the Ram, Poshim, we said, the Ahis of the Tima Belosh of the Kud, Hiska Shem El Inyan Tima Ligach Tov Piv, it's in your mouth already. Uvesh Kudu Be Tainis Ashar, Ashar Yisur, just to lick it with your tongue, should be no problem whatsoever. Frank the Prima Godin, right over here on the spot, Tainis is a Vada, the Taz had before on the Mutum of Malkum Safe, and here it's a Vadai. Here it's a Vadai. Well, take a look at the Mishpitzel Zov. You see the Kash. Number one, he quotes the Shach. The Shach says in Simon Ben Beis of Dalit, the Mora Rov Yesh Tamar. Number one, there it's more than a 50-50 chance. The problem is going to be okay. The Gabharbi post can Akshir bin Nitla Amara not going to the Tarkus right now. So the two reasons why you can lick it over there, neither applies over here. So according to the Shach, you may not lick something against the Taz. The Taz is Fidach Shav, Chol Sovik is Osmut Tandul Shavim. The Taz is Mekil, the Chilik Beitim of the Lush and the Shavim became Nilchol HaBosa and Nilach Shavim, Uptan Shikanech Adam Yot, Shonat Tzor of Tikkun, Umashik Ozad Al-Lachicha B'Lush B'Mokom Sovik Shavim, Mashma Hov Vaday Isur, Afalosh and Asur, and therefore you can't take the bus in Maluch. And not give it down, only not give it down. Lamina and Shema ain't Nimlach, we talk Lachicha, Yargish, Tam Dam and Nimlach, the bus of you. Pirish, the Sabbath of Gazu. Why? Nere, Hatam, the Lachicha, the Lashon, Hava Isa de Rabbonim, Uva Sabbath of the Kula. Hashem came to Ima, you put it in your mouth, Mamish. In Yesh Tam, Yisr, Tzor, Lita, Mitzol, Piv, Hav Yisr, Tzor, Osa, Hav Yisr, Fei. That's Gavaldik. Problem is, the Rivash holds, Hav Bolea, U Polein, Hav Yisr, Rabbonim. Doesn't mean Bolea, Mamish, it means that you just, you know, it's in your mouth, and you spit it out. Uzeh, Nehmar, Tekan, Bina, Tima, Shiv, Le, Ma'at. No, I think it means you have to actually swallow it. That's what the Taz says, Achil Mamish. When we come to Gomkosha, I asked you before, or Chayim, he says, Ain't Yisrael Tov Piv, Chilip Ain't Yisrael Tainis, in Kemash with Av Bevada Yisrael, Mut Lilchok Poloshen. Yeah, because a Tainis is a Vada, no Sofet. It's not a Sofet Tainis, it's a Vada Tainis, and today is Tzom Gedalia, it's a Vada Tainis. So how can I make this equation? It's difficult. Not sure. Okay. Fine. Good. This is the issue which we started speaking about yesterday. We saw a little more inside. Take a look in the Shach's called Dalit. See what it is about this. The Machabe says, the Tzorach Shloyeda Shesomchin Olaf. Right? What does he mean? What does he say over here? Yes, somebody, Goy, any Goy. We thought the Rosh may be held that way, called the Vilna Goy, the Rosh held the other way. Either way, they're five sheepers, doesn't matter which way the Rosh is. Right? Either Mesil into Malom, or plus Kfeil. Okay. Fine. The Ein Shav Goy the Tormo, Vesharid and Mishishin. It's the second part we spoke about a little bit yesterday. Also here, many sheepers. What does the Shach say? It's called Dalit. Mash v'das v'machav. The Shigei Shem Goy v'tomo lo sharinon ela yadei Goy. If it's a Goy there, you need a Goy. I thought that's what you had mentioned. That's what the Rambam holds, no? The Rambam says it's a Goy. Yes, if it's a Goy, no Goy, then you'll learn Shish. That's how the Rambam Shach went to the machav. The Goy doesn't like that either. But I thought the Shach was right. He's calling the Rambam. Come out verbatim. Okay? Fine. The Amadis Beitam Isser Osra Filu Tfei Mishish Avada. The Amadis Beitam Mutra Filu Pachas Mishish. That's a Kiddush against the Ran. Yeah.
Is he saying that you have to give it to a Kfeila even for Mishish? Or if you were.
I think it was a Goy there. The way I read the Rambam and after I read the Mechavim and after I read the Shach. But Goy is there, you have to give it to the Goy.
Not like Aaron, who said they were being foolish by doing it.
Right. It's against the Ran on many levels. The Ran holds that if it's not Shishim, a Goy won't help.
Right.
He says, no, it would help. He's read the Shach. Right. Amina, the Shach, the Shishim, the Hechad, the Lo Efshon, the Mekab, the Nilsa. Go on, Shah, ain't Shah Goy. Or Mim, Mimino. As the Beis HaNes, the Rambam. Fine. Beautiful. That's what the Shach says. And the Prima Godin rattles off the other Shittas. Here in Dalit. Daladeus is. What was it to see it's our Daladeus? Rashi holds Tarti Bina. Shishim Ukfela. What does that mean? Two. If there's a Kfela, Rashi didn't say there's no Kfela that you can't eat it. That would be crazy. New industry. Taste this.
Which
energy? Prima Gana on the shop. You mean to eat Shishim Ukfela? If there's a Kfela, you have to ask him. Right? Tom, of course, becomes Tarsus Kasha. We mean Samchin and Akfela. Kfela only ruin it. Only made Sumers. That's the Rana Takashi, that's right. Okay, that's one. That's Rabban. It's also the Ran. Shishim Sagi. Ukfela Baby Odeakamorisa Sakina Kfela. But once you know this, it's more than one 60th, then nothing helps. Lo pluk. That's Shitas Rabban, we call it the Ran. Okay, fine. So when does it work? Well, you don't know. Okay, fine. That's number two. What's the next Shita? The Re, the Tosis is a Tosis test. Hello. The word Re is not found in that Tosis. The Torah calls the word the Re, but it's. I mean, Pri Regalim, Sifse Das, Dal. So then, Shishin Luchud, Okfela, Pipalas Mishishin. Yeah, you can even. It's 2%. The Kfela, you don't taste it. It's also good. And the Shishin, you don't need a Kfela. Oh, that's the best of all so far. That's the Rambam, it's a false sheet. You can fail it, sir, fail it. You have to. When Shishim ben, ain't Shishim, Mishter and Pume. Yeah, but you have to ask it. That's what the Rambam holds. So there are four different opinions summarized here in the Prima Gaon. Fine. Says the Rambam, forget the whole thing, as we saw yesterday. Ein Noegin Achshav. Nowadays we no longer have the custom. Lisvach Agoy, we're Mishar Hakol B'Shishim. Finished. The Kfela won't have. Why? Why? Was it arbitrary chumrah? Look at the Rebbe Kivei. A fascinating, inventive Rebbe Kivei. Yodati Tam Nochem B'Zeh. What about that? It's a Gemara. Finally, the chayshina and dilma kfeila haino b'siach lefitumo ukfeila mitzav b'kiyus v'imkei below b'siach lefitumo leketer. Maybe you definitely need b'siach lefitumo. On the other hand, with b'siach lefitumo, gam ken in material. Why? The chashina that had the lavish of Messiah with Vitumo, then an Evan elevated Zisha, had the kfeil of Vitam, lo moro um nasom. Who begin that with Shloya Messiah with Vitumo, as the Shach was in their Mechute. Ah, Meredith. If the Mechute is already understand so well, why are we machmir? When Asha was right. Maybe you need Dafka kfeil. Maybe you need Messiah with Vitumo, and then the twain shall meet. So you're stuck. Meredith, okay, right?
So then, the best answer was to do nothing because we're stuck. So we should
no, we have to be machmir, and not learn the kfeil at all. The kfeil is for one of two reasons: A or B. We're not sure, right?
It's not necessarily chumrah. That's crazy. What? It's not necessarily
chumrah. If you machmir the Rambam, also,
it's cool.
It's cool in the world.
Yeah.
Why?
According to the Rambam, if somebody
a chumrah would at least be now to pick one of them. He's not giving us an option out. The biggest chumrah would be. Therefore, no, there's no options. Never eat it. Period. Done. Throw it away.
No, not ever eat it.
He's not saying that. So
he says that. The Shishim.
Everybody else is requiring that be matzir that you have Shishim.
Only the Rambam. The Rambam. The Rambam said.
Rashi, maybe the Rambam.
The Rambam and Rashi. Right. You're right.
In a chumrah.
You're right. So you ask Akasha.
It's like the Rambam Dab Kosis a little bit.
They're saying, well, let's be patient. Let's be patient. Be a little bit patient. I like your questions, all great. Hold on. Let's go. Ula, lefizeh, said Rabbi Kivege, we said there are bottom, the mahani b'chomot, lefitumo, hoyal anu, lahat b'kfeil, b'sil lefitumo. Oh, that would have been good, because it's all, right? There are bottoms, right? Oh, but you're vart. For lova the chashkin l'shitas rashi, oh, you're vart. Let's say chashkin rashi, the below shishim, Lo mahani tehima, can't be. Why not? The imkain gam al timas yisrael lo mahani. Aha. If you're going to tell me it's a low plug, and without shishim, it doesn't work up your din, not that the lack of trust, then you shouldn't trust the kfeil yisrael either. Whereas in Shulchan Aruch, it's the only one of the good. So some will say, okay, I'll hear that, but that's Shulchan Aruch. Here's the word good. So writes Rabbi Kivei. That's what Rabbi Kivei says. Now, who says this? The Shach. It's a cotton hay, commenting on the Ramah. Ein noag and ashes smoke a goy, but lo kama, a noag and ashes smoke a tima, come and tell us smoke a goy, masha dafka a goy, who does some chinam in mishin the goy, should the goy who? How a tima is strong, some chinam in mishin a minute a tail. Go true much enough for the chun, the tom, the coin, can you serve the shas, who poske? I know true as man as that. Maybe there is an Eretz Yisrael, I guess he means a chutz also. Can you choose on his end? Mikom akom, nafkamina inyin ha-omek konam plus of the yayin shati toy v'naf l'tap the whack, okay? Samchina atimas Yisrael, nunu, inami, oh, halacha l'mais, intimas basar, o, cholov, kamo gabe tzno nechayyad v'shchasad v'nisamach, what does that mean? I would need to know, is something fleshy, so is it milchiks? Why? Because I want to cook with the opposite. Now I'm going to taste it, because right now it's me, no. Right now it's in the flesh of parv. Worst case, it's flesh, it's because it's parv. So I can put milk into it. So that's a great case. So the sharp pastas, in that case, you would be buying the Tivas Kerli Yisrael. Gewaldic.
You're allowed to eat milk.
Oh, what?
You're
allowed to eat milk.
You're nothing, you're
part
right now.
No,
you haven't eaten anything.
I have a vegetable. I want to know.
That you're allowed to eat milk.
Oh, jokes. Okay, we pass a lot of eat milk. I know it. Okay, not for now. Not only illustrates. We'll get to illustrate. We'll get to it. Remind, we'll get to it. We will get to it. Lineta, remind, we'll get to it. It's Lineta, Lishul, Bekabal, Belev. We'll get to your question. Okay. Rabosa, that's a great case. That's a real live case. That is a real live case. Fine?
Sorry, can we just say again? Well, why do
they
say that the Shach is related to
the Kiveger? No, the Shach is saying that Timus Yisrael works. That's why you could argue that Timus Yisrael doesn't work either. But the Kiveger says it's not true, because the Mechaba says Goy, and the Shach elaborates on it.
But it is the case of Timus Yisrael.
Yeah, and we have an actual real life case, right, testing whether it's powerful or fetching some milichics. Yeah? Yeah. Interesting. Tell me, and what kind of a Jew works? A Kvela or any Jew? Says it. We regard him on the Shach of Kadei. Ein Shach. We become a Kvela of a Sivli Vitumo Lo Mahal Lididai by Roy. Aber Yisrael, af lav kfeila, upokos mishishim ahani, Yisrael lo meshaker, against the Ran. The Ran says a low plug. No, there's no bimavino. You have to ask her, there's no shishim. And the Shach paskens no. Shach paskens no. Now, watch this. People go to Anderson called now, like as follows. Umiu, last few lines, and no again. This is all over the chum lahogel. Watch the next line. This is answer Michael's question. For afla hachmir kishiye shishin, and anu noagim lahachmir. We don't ask the guy. We don't ask the guy. If the shishin, halacha lemaisa. This is true.
Where's that reading?
The primogonim end of shachs are cut down. I repeat again. Af lahachmer k'sheishishin, ein anu nogel hachmer de esek feila. What's the next word? What do you say? What's your version say? Every version says the same thing. I'm asking. What's the next word? Vadin. That's what I have. Vadin. I don't believe it. I think it's a typo. What is it? Make any sense over here? I thought it's behehei. The Harehu, and the typist said, who I did. Well, forgive me for being so. I thought maybe someone would have my version of the hey hey at least.
I have
the
hey hey.
Oh, there you go.
I thought it was Harehu.
The hey hey. So I'm giving my suggestion with the hey should be Harehu. Suffolk, listen carefully, please. Dirabbanan. Alright. Lochoshele didan, efshele barure. Oh, we should normally say This Efshalavar, we're always machmir. Bring in the kvela. And the kvela is not reliable, not lakula, not lachumra. There's once a very interesting rabbi here around here, and he had all kinds of different kulas. The people said, I don't rely on that lakula, not lachumra, I don't rely on anything he says. So he had the goy, not a rabbi, I don't rely on anything he says. Nothing. So therefore, we don't answer your kasha. We just disregard him. We just don't know that matters whatsoever. Fine. If you look at the Gilead Masha, he says, watch this. Hey, no, an action is what I'm going. I am Shach Simmons of Kong Choftes. For Hosta Mishun to have a Shishin. I will hop like a Shishin. God be the Rabbanon and Sok. What's this all about? Let's take a look at one. Let's look at the, in the Shach Choftes. Also in the Rabbanon Kermis. See what he says. Choftes. What did Rabbanon say? If it's in the scene as time, I feel the Ella flow button. Calls the man, Shemagish and Tama. Bella, Tabna, I feel the Tama. That's it, forget it. Says the Shach of Tess, Kosi Zeta Haruch, Klau Chafet and Zion, and Bidra Bonn. Calls the Lord Shemak Sova Klau, the Chabdalin, the name you do a Magish and Tama alone. Mata bechai gavna barzerua gavata lachila legoyim esil lefitumo. What's the connection to the first and the second part of the shach? Because it's drabonim we're making. Says Gedim Mashah. No, only this drabonim because it's the least shishin. But stamin is a drabonim. We don't even find them when we're making. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. They speak to his father. Who's Gedim Mashah? Not the Mashah on Shas. Who's Mashah? Shlom Eger. His father said he could be made. Rabbi Yisrael, when you come to Talmud Chacham, make sure you speak to your kids. Am I right? I'm just letting you know. There seems to be a contradiction between the Gilead Mashah and Rabbi Kiv Eger. That's what it sounds like. That's interesting. The Gilead Mashah over here, in Sidkot Chavtes, look what he says. I am free begun in Psychal Taruvis, Chele Gilo Paragav Son Matzavada, Toma, Maishna, Mishar, Derabonim. He also assumes against Rabbi Kivege that Derabonim are also Machmir, and he wants to know, so why is it any different? So the answer was given, Lesson Shishim is different. Fine. Let's go back to Rabbi Kiveg and see if he's really right. He's so sharp. But you know, whenever you're sharp, Rabbi Osai, someone can be sharper than you. Clog all over there. You look in the Matthew Yonason on the very, at the beginning of the sermon, and why it's called Matthew Yonason, I don't understand. That's the Yonason Avians. But here it's called Hagor Me'arav Hagodol Morena of Shlomo Kohen Neriyor Morei Tzedek Mekilik Lashon Vilna of Shlomo Kohen. He's in the back of the Gemara too. What he says. Holy Kosovo, the Kivege, etc. etc. But a bit of a bump. Alika Tegutza Tamua. In Cain, Adai Neshit Svok, Kamachshav Atim as Akum. How? Hanit Yitamenu Lishnei Ovdei Kochovim. The shores of Goya. The Kfeila, Shloi Mesil Levitumah. Kala Akum, Kfela Acher, Pemisil Ritumo, or not Kfela. Ozia Yotzi Kaladeus, Tsarachi Godo, how do you like that? Get two Goyim. Two Goyim. Two Goyim.
You don't have to come on to that, even getting to one. And anybody who says you want to be Mahmi, right? So I'll be Mahmi for both Shidus and do nothing. At least pick one. So okay, I won't fulfill both Deus.
I'm still a little bit Kivega fan, even though everyone's attacking him.
How?
Why am I a Kivega fan? I like what he said. I like what the Mechutin said. But I have to confess, the Matthew Yonason is a problem. All the Rabbi Yonis is to say that the Mechutin is right. So you can't say what the Rabbi Yonis is to say. What did Rabbi Yonis say? Two guys. One, what? A Kfela, not Mesil with Yitumah. Fine. And then, what? A Kfela Acher, Mesil with Yitumah. Why not play Goy Mesil with Yitumah? That wouldn't work. That Kfela Acher Mesil with Yitumah. So, it's arguable. I guess what it means is, something has to be right. Something has to work. Even though the Mechutin said that the second possible doesn't exist, but if it doesn't exist, then you have to accept the first possible. I think you have to have three going. I mean, three. Two won't be enough. You need a Kfela, not Mesil, and then a Kfela, Mesil, and a and Mesil, and a Kfela. And then you cover all your bases.
I want to say different things.
And you're in trouble. You hear what I'm saying? Two won't be enough. Because according to one summary shown, the second one doesn't exist. Has to doubt Mesil, which is not a Kfela. Because I put it this way. Has to doubt Mesil, if it's a Kfela, it can't be Mesil, if I want to take three. But why not? You find two. I'll be shy, man, no shlosh, you have enough. This is going, but still, the two or three, we have, you know, you get two, you can find three. All right. I think my heart is interesting. The three, not two. I don't know what says it.
I was really answering for Kibim.
Why want three instead of two?
No, I don't understand why. It's, Rebbe read a great Kashi with Kibim. He said he prefers the Kibim.
No,
but
I'm saying.
Let's
leave it. You just make a heart. If he's right, maybe he's three going instead of two going. Let's not spend more time. This is just. So open the round. This is something a bit of a different part of the sugya. This is the round, the next page, previous page, page Kuf. Remarkable round. In my opinion, it's page Kuf, last half of the first column of the round. Because the Rabbi of Aaron and Levi is on the Pirish Alops. How much of the Pirish Alops? You're either on the roof. In the parentheses, it says, look at Berakah Bayis. Bayis, Dalet, Shar, Aleph, Hem, and Beis. Hem, Beis means in the classical print. All kinds of new prints now, 10 different prints of Torah's advice. But we all use for many decades. Have you there? The Shemesharin, Berotev, Mesharin, the Kazayas, Beitzo, Machtel, Sherotev. Shken Shiru, Shem Yikro, Shyamin, Al Kazayas, At Kam Lashon. There's a ratio of the kazayas with the ravines. Now, what exactly that ratio mathematically? All depends how many kazayasin there are in a kabetza. For the ravines, the beitza matza. Call that amazing mechaber that a kazayas is a half a kabetza. So kazayas is one third of a ravines. Right? So you have to extrapolate, you have to compensate. What did Ross say? Counting rotev, you have to count the kazayas as if it's three times the size. But of course, if we're right, it's not one half, it's much less than that. Let's say one tenth. So now I have. What does that mean? It's 1/15, no? Because that's 1/15 of the reviews. That's 15 times the size. That's pretty outside. 15. You know, if you have color water, solids against the liquids. So the solid is carries 15 times its weight, the liquid. Again, my attempt to work with my estimate of how, never look on the internet how big the base is. I give a 5 cc estimate. Okay? Good. That's what he says. Venerally, Akan Lashon, said the Ram, Shalom, the Yamirim, Mesech Shabbos, the Fayin Zayn, the Brastis, the Tanan, Motzi Yayin, the Kadeh, Mezikas Kos, Tanan, Yovesh, the Kazayas, the Rab Nosim, Amin, Allah, Rab Yosef, Rab Nosim, Rab Yosef, Rab Yudah, Amud, Rab Yudah, Rab Nosim, Rab Yudah, Rab Yudah, the Tanan, the Mishnadis, Rab Yudah, Omer, Shisha Dvara Mikule Beshame Mikhuma Besilim. Dam the Velos, Beshame Batar Besilim Batam. That's what Yehuda, Apshat Timu Besilim, Utimu Ella Bedam Revius. Why? Hoel Vyokul Likrosh Velam and Alkazayas. Here's the ratio, Bafurish. Bafurish. Alma, Hamashkin at Sluvin Shem the Krushim Revius Shalom Chodel the Kazayas. Ficha Kora Shahisar Korish. Mishar Revius or the Kazais. Wow. The Gemara there says, the Mishnah says, in Adias. No, it's the Gemara. What do you call it, Gemara from? Shabbos, right? One Shabbos, that we said. Omele Abayi. Abayi is in the Gemara. Dilma Lohi. Atka Lokom Rabbi Nosan Hocha, the Kazais boy Revius, El Biyayin the Kolish. Abodam the Besomich, Kazais the boy Revius. It's all the ratios are in flux. You can't make absolutes, not in solids, not in liquids. Okay, says the Rab. Afal became a dvar of nearly. Why? The cave and Amina Mishar wrote the stomach to Gemara. Mashu the Kamo Shuva Sharina also. Shekach Shiru Chachamim. Ein lecha sheno seitan yosem mishishim afilu be rotev. Consistent with what he said before. It could be 10, it could be 20. Even though it's rotev, he discounted it. Shemlokin, are you tzrichin lochosh losses the door of the shiurin? Will I be used to the heptin who ov or dog? It's impossible to figure it out. Okay? Kachazen. That's what he says.
Is that
the thing shishin will always remember what? Salad and liquids are considered equivalent. How do you measure these things? So take a look at Pische Tshuva, very important. Very important. Pische Tshuva is a cotton case. I am a Tshuva Sharafrayim. You have to measure by volume and not by weight. Volume and not by weight. Very important. Absolutely. When we have, the most important Kazayas calculation in the world for us is Kazayas Matzah Mel Pesach. You gotta calculate it by volume. We may use weight as a shortcut. I printed a minor about this, it was even printed in English. And I gave examples of matzahs. It was a shortcut. But fundamentally, it's volume, not weight.
What does that mean when he says it's a shortcut? Meaning that the weight.
How many matzahs? For us to measure volume is impossible. How do you measure volume of a matzah? Crush it. How do you crush it? Impossible. Measure weight is easy. Put it on a scale, or you have that many masses and that many pounds. You figure out what the ratio is. Okay, that's what it says. We go a little bit further. Kazayis korish shenafel l'tavshel. Kazayis shuvan shenafshel l'tavshel shel chaylev. Kazayis chema shenafel l'tavshel shel basa. Ooh boy, what happens to these respective solids, fat or butter? Af al gad the miyad shenuf. We're talking about tavshul nomes v'nasa revius. It falls in solid, and within 1 minute, it's already been melted. Come and go. Hey, tsara shishim revius. Ma'ba shenomas. Rak sagim b'shishim kazeis. Yav shiv b'midasol yeh. Come and go. Omad bo tamo shoye b'tchila. Hey, b'kinch. Depends. How did it come in? Came in liquid, liquid. Came in solid, solid. That's what he says. That's what he says. That's what he says. We pass the halacha that way. Fine.
Can I give you an example?
Sure, I'll give you an example. Butter gets mixed into chicken soup. Gewalt. Not a good thing. You know, it can happen. It can happen in real life. In real life. People think that the margarine is they think it's margarine to the butter. It can happen in your kitchen. Well, think the margarine is primary to the milk. I'll give you a kick, which can really happen in your house. How much happened in your house?
Is it excess butter going to turn into a piece of butter?
So we don't pass it away. Because it's butter, you measure it as is. We'll come back to this in the next sugya. The shine can come up. It's a complicated sugya. But for the moment, you measure it as it is when it falls. I'm kind of awesome. We'll come back to some of these things in a little bit. But I first want to go to the next part of the sugya, which is the definition of min mabina. We already saw yesterday the Ran seemed to say that chelim and basar is what is min b'mino. The Shulchan Aruch say it's min b'she'en amino. B'she'en amino. Nu, gewalt. The Taz of Kotn Alf comments on this. But say, right, the time of Mavisra of min b'she'en amino, convince Yerzim b'sim and zeh b'she'en ma'ogru, Rashab b'she'en ma'rosh, or Zeruah, Kidanasha. Fine. Seems to be a whole bunch of great people who hold this way. And as someone mentioned to me yesterday, it can't be cholov. Why? Why can't it be cholov? Isa shenasar be'eter. By cholov, it's heaven shenasar be'eter. Pre-begonim makes this point. First line. It also be the omak isa shenasar be'eter. Hakocha chachinu. The cholov becomes savaya hetinidu. Okay, that's the Taz's proof. As someone mentioned to me yesterday, this the kudu. Okay, and he says, who said this? Rashal b'shem Rosh. Rabbosai, I dare you to find this in the Rosh. I didn't read the Rosh that way. I'll be honest with you. Open to the Rosh. We saw yesterday the Rosh. Siman chafe. I'm not discussing right or wrong. The Rosh to the Chafei, I didn't see it there. I will say, look. Avamin b'mino, end of the Rosh. The leka l'meke matama, kigon, chele v'shuma, min v'shen amina v'lech v'kvela v'shish. What's the contrast? One before. K'day rosh ha-bishav ha-truva v'chaz ha-bishav ha-chulin tom le-koin min v'shen amina v'isura. What's the example he gives? That's that tale. Was there going boss of a cholov? He could kvela, so then I kvela. Wow. He's doing a boss of a cholov. What? The Mashal had a boss of a cholov. That's what it sounds like. You have that expression, boss of a cholov? Doesn't sound right to me. Right to me. And even the logic. What's the context of the Rosh Hashanah? When a Jew can taste it, when a Jew can't taste it. A Jew cannot taste Basa B'cholov. So Basa B'cholov is the example of Min B'Shein Min, not Basa B'cholov. Come on. I don't understand. And you want to say it's true, that's what the Rosh said. That's not how I read it.
But just clarify, a Jew can't taste chelav either, though.
I'm sorry?
A Jew can't taste chelav either, though. No? I mean, if it's chelav, it is.
No, that's exactly the point. It can be chelav or it can be chelav. I mean, from that perspective. But the fact that he saw it, he used the expression basa b'chelav. That's a world famous expression. Basa b'chelav is found in a million different places. With basa b'chelav? Come on. If you meant that, you should spell it out. Put a dot or something, whatever. Come on. This to me is obvious. He meant chalav. Otherwise, it would have been chalav and basar. What did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber said, Pasuk b'chelev, chas v'shalom. Either she nesara b'het, or midmei sheminu k'gon, chelev she nesara b'bosuk, not pasuk nesara b'chelev. The Issa comes first. Issa nesara b'het, not the other way around. It was a pella. A pella. Okay, if you want to, where's this Rasha? I see my mom over here. My fancy, fancy Shacharach. No, it just says Rasha, Hashem, Rosh. It doesn't mean Rasha, it doesn't mean Mashal is. Anyone tell me what Mashal is? Anybody? That's a different version of Shacharach. We have to wonder if it's really there. Because they always have every Maramakum, it's all of a sudden they went silent on us. Look it up. So if you find the Mashal, you have the Yamshah Shlomo. If you find it, you find it. Good. Head to Shach Sivkot Nalef. Sivkot Nalef and Shach. Masha Dehainet Chelev and Tzeret. Ema Tarbo. Masha Betur. Ken Das Atur V'chav V'tam Chelev V'bosa Ema Shavim. Correct. Ken Masha B'divri Shach Posen. Correct. Aval Ravan Kozer B'tshuva Simen Chof U'besova V'odazora Reshtem Shnir Alef De Chelev U'bosa V'tamam Shavim. I was not sure with Tzias. Oh. So, it's fatty meat. Fatty meat. Yeah? What do you mean, ayin sivkot vav? What's there? You know what, we spent the whole day on it yesterday. What's sivkot vav? Mimish and mimimino, and mimino depends on tamo. Get to Ramon's base. Yeah? Where does that come from? Everyone should open to the psicha. Of the Pisre, of the Prima Gun to Chosai Rubis, it's called Sharat Rubis. Please open up. Please open up. You have it. Everyone has it. Am I right? Every single Shulchan has this. I think so. Chelek Gimel Perek Dalet. What's Mino? What's Eno Mino? We thought we were finished that sugya already before, but not quite finished. Come back to haunt us again. Okay? What is the source for the Rambam? The amazing Rambam we found about the Shema, the Shach, screams and yells. The source is a Mordechai Simen Tovshin. Did I show it to you yesterday? No? We ran out of time yesterday? Open to the Mordechai Simen Tovshin, please. Tovshin. Here we go. Tovshin. See? Mordechai Simen Tovshin. Uvisharinan Me'ofos Ubosar Ferotev the Divrei Haposkim the Min Mimino Veshishin. Aval Divrei Rashi Min Mimino Vemashu Lo Misharinan Be'ofos Ela b'basar, who wrote the office of basar, beis minenay, the kovei the oaf, shnei minenay. Why? The kaimelon kava said the rava, avad azara the basar shmoaz lidon. Adkan. This is the source of the rava, basar shmoaz lidon. Amazing. It's true. That's what it says. That's what it's true. So, yeah, he said it. Now, what's he saying? He's saying, look in the please in the shot in the pre-Gardens introduction. He quotes this. Give a look.
Where is Shara Tarubis?
It's Shara Tarubis. Right? You ever have Shara Tarubis?
Mm-hmm.
It's Chele Gimel Haperik Uribi, Perik Dalet.
Where in that?
That could be the whole thing. Right. very beginning, talked about these discussions. Was the Beis Yosef, Vosa, the Kaveh, all these things. It's also the Mashu, Vosa Shva, Zinan, as Rava said, Pichodesh, Kosev Edja, the Kaveh, the Vosa, Shavin, Bitama, Kvachamra, Kadata, Vinvi, as a Siddur Sagamar. This is important. And of course, we know what the Shach says. That's the impression that's conveyed. Then he quotes the Marashal, quotes the Mordechai. We just read the Mordechai inside. What's the Shema? For the head of La Baye, quote the Rabbi. Then what? It's Chatamu. That's the implication of what the Mordechai said. Why do we say it's two minim? Why? Because Basha Shema. And the Rama, having gone Basha Tama, it would be one min. You see all these kinds of meat. Why not, what do I mean by meat? I both say it does literate meat, two different tastes. Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if everyone this year could tell the difference between liver and regular meat. I can't. Let's see later in detail how you define discerning. Who discerns? How different must they be from each other? We shall see as we go through the sugya.
People couldn't tell the difference. It would be much better from the butchers. They could save a lot of money.
All right. Okay. See, it's Chantama, the Pashma Kwa, the Pashma Shah. Apparently, the Shah seems to work with an assumption. Chelev and Basar are, what are they? Let's read again. Let's open the Shach one more time after this. After we saw this, we've got it. Shach one more time. Sari Chesed is cut now. Very first Shach in the Chastagos. What did he say? Mashma da hainu chelev b'tzeri and a tarba. Ke mashma b'tur. Ke das haturah b'chava da tam chelev b'bosar eino shoven. Right? The two different tastes. According to the Shach v'shitoso, it's a God Vav. The taste is what determines. Right? The taste is what determines. There for a while. What's it then? Ravan says, Chelev and Basar is Talam Shavet. See, it's going against the Mechan. So now, what did Ravan say? I looked it up. I found it quoted. These are the words of the Ravan. Psar chazir upsar para shavim v'shmon v'lo v'tam. Meat. Pig meat. Cow meat. They all call meat. But they don't taste the same. I can, Rabbo said, I've never tasted pig. I have no idea. I never ever intend to. So I can't tell you that it tastes different than the same. You ask your Goyish friends. Hey, how's your pork? How's it compared to the roast beef?
Doesn't
this
mean we're relying on
Gaim? Yeah, I'm saying, but I'm saying myself, I don't know what these
things. I'm saying the Rabban is holding that we're relying on.
Okay. Now, let's go slow. So we saw the Mordechai inside. What did he say? Maybe it was Mamashu Pata Rashi. You have to have Basar Verotiv. Because Ov was a Basar. from Pasuk Shema, two different things. They have one taste. Quanta bite, as we saw before. What's a shackle? What's a shackle? Depends upon time, correct? It's interesting. What the Beis Yosef said, listen carefully. It's so tricky. He said that the Torah of Mechaba hold that Tam Chelel Bosa ain't a Shavah. But the Ravan says, no, the Tam is Shavah. I tell you this now, I mean, I've told you already once, I told it all the time. My Rebbe Rabban Soloveitchik would always ask the Kasha Shaila, what am I chloekus of Metzius? Riskus could not abide anyone who was a Metzius. He always gives the same answer. No, it's a machlokus and shiuru. This is a standard one of the whole year like this. You know what it is? Machlokus and Metzius, machelet and bus are the same taste. The answer is, it's a little different taste. The question is, does that little difference make a difference? But I love them. That's what it boils down to, really. What was that? Okay. Now, let's open up one more time to the pre-Kaddish introduction. See it one more time. We'll go to the pre-Kaddish. It's an important source that you have in your microchemistry. And it's worth looking slowly and repeatedly. Here we go. What on the Shara Taruvis? Let's start from the beginning again. Virat Vara Manikra Mino Majikra Shayna Mino. They were Tal Menon Bishma. Beis Yosef, Prichodosh, quote, Korit, My Nikra Mino Mino with Elishon. Bosa the Kovet Shnei Minin. Ubisarofa Behemoth Shnei Minin. For sure of the Isle of the A's, Shloshabin. We said to the Horach, Klachov Gimultin, Yuzai Kosa, Lay the Kovet, the boss of Shloshabin. Look at Prichodesh, Sadiches Ozain, we said Horach Lashach, Simon Sadiches, for Roisha Teda, the Kozeli Yisurin, a host of Minim and Mashu, who boss of Shmazinim, as Rabbi said in the Avodah Zarah. We're talking about a behemoth of Avodah Zarah. That's what it sounds like. The crow is Avodah Zarah. The Masha. As Rabbi said, Avodah Zarah, Son of God. Who prechodesh, cause of Edra, the cover, the bosser, shoving, betama. Kimo, chamra, charata, the envy. Ah, he says over here, there are two different things. That's Bishma. We're safe, or off the Shach Messiah. Nafkamina b'tevel v'yan nesech b'tito amit b'tikrov as avodah zarah she'osim b'mina b'kol shul. So the whole thing is talking here about tikrov as avodah zarah. Wow, a little bit of a chiddush. Wow. According to these opinions, it's shavu b'tama below b'shma. You pass it depends on the time for shishin. Only for Masha, we pass it depends on the Shema. So what appear? If you look at the Beis Yosef, he says, Chelem and Basra are 2 minim. He quotes it according to the Shefer HaOgur, what it the Ramah, Tali and Shema. So it's going to come out something remarkable. According to these authorities, Chelem and Basra are 2 minim only because of the Shema. The Shema. But not the Tama, the tastes are close enough to each other. That's what emerges from here so far. But now there's a line which I'm not sure how to read, and I ask you to help me read. Okay? We saw the Ran that says Chelebas is 1 minute. Let's read it again one more time, and then you have to help me out. Back to the Ran. So Chazem is. What was Ran page? What page?
Sadi test.
That's important to go to the background over here. This is Asuk of Kfela. with Avar Rava, so it's a new paragraph for us, a little narrow line of the letter. The bit b'mina m'sharid b'shishin, mashu d'svile, the Rava, the call is surin sheba Torah, afil b'mina b'shishin, correct? Avashi ma'ami mashma afi, svile, how do you know? Here's what gets tested. But Amina the command of Tzadichesen, we saw this before, is Zeitz, the Tarab, and Shadnafel, the Kul, the Bisra, Sover of Asher, the Shuri, and by the Bala, the Kula. You want to figure out, from both sides, how much was absorbed, and you count it towards 60. Very Chele, but it must have been Bemino. The Amina make a more so pretty enough, Kuk Gimel, Opal Chele, and Achaim, 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 Okay, from the Rabbah, Rabbah, she did my story, they don't spend the bin to be on the shishim. That's Rashi holds the mashu. We pass into the shishim. What did the Ran say over here? The Ran said that min chelen and bus is bin to be. The bus said, min bimino, according to who? According to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. How do you read? Read the whole paragraph one more time and tell me what you think. According to whom did the Ran say, based on the Chulun of Tzadik Hesem and Aleph, that Chelem and Basar is 1 minute? I'll tell you how I read it. I read it, it's going according to the opinion that of the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Yehuda. Where did I get that from? At the end, he says, "I'm a chel of basa ikri." Okay, and then for kev and the rav and Rav Ashi, tzadiches the basra ninu svilu the min b'mina b'shishin. Fine, clear. Is it obvious? It's a question that way. Let's open the pre-chodesh and see what he says. I'm not reading it properly. You have to help me out. Prichodesh Sivkot Zayin in Ramaskal Gam. Sadi Ches Sivkot Zayin. It's a long one. Ramaskal Gam. I put them out of covers to try to make it as short as I can for you because this goes on forever. I hope you have the different Ramaskal that I have. They're bold print. This is really long. A bunch of gaps. I'm trying to find it myself then. It's so raw. Vigor.
Sorry,
I talked to the phone about.
That's
gone. 5 lines down from Shuman. Okay. Gam Masha Kozar, that we started from? The Shuman. The two Gam Masha Kozar. Top one, no? Gam Masha Kozar, the Chele of a Bosa Shnei Minimei, the Machaber. Lesser, he's wrong. Shere Rajbe, Chidusha, Pegir Anasha, Chene Ran, Pegir Anasha, Upeg Basha, the Akum. Also, Hashem arrived. The skimo imo the chel of basa min ben mino habi. We arrived from what I've called gimel. You saw it. He doesn't like to write so much. Whatever. The kolakom you can attack the chel of basa. Chel is called basa. Even when a chai is derived from a pasuk. When do we read this pasuk? When do we read this? Shabbos. Today's Shabbos. Lo sokol ha-nevesh in ha-bosom, v'adash te'eva menachai. V'keva de mechai v'achele v'shel eva menachai, shamina de chele bosom ikum. Fine. Menach. That means other rights. But then he has something I don't understand. Umiyu, call ze aliv Rabbi Yehuda to svil the min b'mino afil the belav la bottle. Aval the Mashaka Savna that call it toy the timer. Pshita, the Khelev and Boss and Mikri Mimbishan and Mino, Shemayin Tam and Shom. I love the logic, but how do you read this into the Ran? That's why I asked you first with the Ran out. That was a trap question. You all agree the Ran's going, not like I'm Yudah, and now, I don't know. So you'll have to explain this to me because I'm not sure what this means. I must be missing something very basic over here. Up to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon Sukkot Nalef has what to say about this. Again, I'm missing a piece, but you'll have to fill in before tomorrow. The Vilna Gaon Sari Chesed Kot Nalef. Let's try. Please finish this. Sari Chesed Kot Nalef and Vilna Gaon. Bir Agro. Just one Sukkot. That's it. What does he say? The low Abelaran, cause of Shul Min Bemino, based on Nafkuk Gimel. Fine. Ein Prichodesh is in the parentheses. Masha cause of Shom. Umiu calls Eliyahu Rabbi Yehuda. Pshita dechele bechule. Ale kavon sefkot tes. That's what. That's why I don't understand. So you don't look Prichodesh. So you have to fill in all the parentheses. It's already here. I'm missing something. Let's go weiter. Vezer she'amru. How kazeis of the tarba? He betama mashach b'madavola. How do you calculate? You saw the one sari chesam and aleph. So do you feel it again? Sari chesam and aleph. Not the chadibas. The kazeis. Kazeis of the tarba. Sari chesam and aleph. The nava b'dikula the bishra. Sora asa the shuwe b'madavola b'dikula. Terrible, it's little. They make calculations of how to figure it. Says the Vilna Gaon, Ibitama, Mashai, Madabola. What does that mean? You make calculations. Just taste it. What make calculations for? Just taste it. Just taste it. Going on. What does it say over here? Ibitama. And what is it? The rice drabonim. Lo shahu flugi bidrabonim. Kemesh and nikir tamo. The whole fact that you're estimating things over here, you estimate this way, estimate that way, the rice of the drabonim, just taste it. Must be. It's menechon. Can't taste it. So I saw in the Megillah Sefer, he says, no, there was no kfeila there. There was no kfeila. Ah, that's actually crazy. That's a pretty good tchir. Is there a kfeila in this room? Any kfeila anywhere? An expert in taste, kind of soup? There was no kfeila there. There's another right. Because of Ravan, Eilich HaMon Tzai Tessav Dalet, the next, Lesser says that the Racham is wrong, Shavakos the Batoras Abayis, Shagirs the Sagaone, Varif, Pegiranoshe, Sayatan Rebez, Min Bemino, Kagon, Shumno de Gid. I told that already yesterday in the Hagos of Tziunim, and as an Ozbez, Kon Shamnunis, Pegiranoshe. So what does that mean? That's the case of Min Bemino, Lo Yochon Lamek Matama. Gon sham nunis the kid hanasha. You see, klar, no? Klar. If it's sham nunis, which is fat, and kid, which is meat, that can't tell the difference. Abosak, no? The first thing Gemara.
Sham nunis the kid.
Says the Gemara, Abosai. Look at the top line. Min, Mishen, Amino. The Tera Betama, the Surah Bekfele. Umin, Bemino, the Lek, the Lameka, Matama, what's the case? Yeah? Kagon, Shamnunas, the Gidar, and Hashem, Klar. Klar. That's the same taste.
Shamnunas, the Gidar, and
So the Megillah Sefer says, no. The same as the Shach said before, not all meat is created equal. It must be fatty meat. The same as there be fatty meat, they can be skinny fat. It's not the title of the Sefer, skinny fat. Are you skinny or fat? I'm skinny fat. Tosfos says skinny fat. Often a Tosfos, I'm talking about skinny fat. All the dietitians that we're going to do with the Tosfos. Take a look at the Tosfos. Sadi, Zayin, and Alan. Shani, Kedah, and Mephateya. Discussion should not for now. The Tosfos is saying as follows. What do you do with Gid? Yeah? As follows. It says... The Shumno shall Gid... And a mefapeya. Cheder is mefapeya. We'll get to it later. It's so fatty. It's not mefapeya. It's not mefapeya at all. Similar to what the shop said, Basar Shomei, they say, to my fat meat, to my skinny fat. Right, whatever it is. Now, but then, the pre-chodesh is something else. The muscle vigor. That's tough shit. What was it? Slap his eye? Those who have it, talk of Lama Zayin. That's Vigan. Let's read together Vigan, please. Vigan. Vigan, Asha Kozavi, Savet, Heter, Horoch, the Bustle, the Lay, the Cover, the Khal, the Levan, Minbe, Fayasno, the Chaluka, Mishmon, the Divi, Mistaber, the Minbe, Mino, Mikri. Diva, Satama, Zinon, Havada, Minim, Elu, Ein, Chalukin, Betama. Why? Here's a key line. Sha'av, Sheyesh, Bahem, Tzas shinui tam menabasa eino kol kach shinui leerech chamro chadata beinvi to mikri min bemino la bayal lebasa tamo. Oh, wow! Here's the first my Rebbe Rabban was right. Shiurim. When we say shavim betam, doesn't mean shavim betam. They're close enough in tam, we treat them as shavim betam. That's a mefurish gemara. A mefurish gemara. It's not the same thing. It's close enough. The kavush and shavim betam again doesn't mean shavim mamsh. Close enough. Close enough. Does everyone agree with this? Now the Vilna Gaon hold the pasuk of chelav is shavim betam with some taste. Some taste difference. Again, Basa Shomei Vechelev is Mimimino. What about, that's another question. That's a question. If Chelev and Basa is Mimishen Mimino, but, again, forget. If Chelev and Basa, open to the shop one more time. Let's get this straight in our heads. What did Rabban say? Chelev and Basar tam and shavim. How can it be? But Tzarech Lomar, the Marib and Basar shavim. So Basar shavim is treated like Chelev, right? What about Basar shavim and Basar not shavim? Is that Mimish Eino Mino? That's what has to happen if shavim is with shavim mamish. What do you say? So the Prima Godin. Here it's a cut on Aleph on the Shach. Ubasar Bechelev. I think it's that Ubasar Bechelev. Av Basar Shomei Ushumen Bechema. That's, I'm sorry. Pshidde in Tam HaShavah. That's obvious. But what about two different kinds of Basar? Here it is, a little earlier. Ubasa kochlish and basa shame. You know what's going on over here? If the Shach said that basa shame is like chelev, we could be making him a mino. Should come out that basa shame and basa not shame should be mishen a mino. Come out. What is it? Was a rule for the whole year. Every kula will lead to a chumra, and every chumra to the shachas, as a matter of fact, elsewhere. So it goes. The shachas clearly are all there in your day. No? So we're stuck? Said if you're going out, and play both ends in the middle. Ubas, covered in Basa Shame, Hira, Loma, perhaps in Maruba, the Havi Mina. So what's happening over here? This Basa Shame is a very friendly, you know, being. It could be Min Bemino with Chelev. It could be Min Bemino with Basa, which is not Shame. But Chelev and Basa, not too far apart. Rebbe said, the Shalom Shiur. How far apart is a pot for the purpose of considering to be? The question becomes, Rebbe Osai, why should it be so? Why should it be so? Why should it be that you need a certain distance to be so far apart to be considered in Mishan Aminu? You taste it, even a smaller difference. You taste even a smaller difference. So why? 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 So, we saw in the Pre-Chadash that the two types are a little bit different from each other. So, the Yad Yehuda says, Nina, tomorrow I have to bring the Yad Yehuda in. Classic safety. If you want to look in the interim, Edison called Zion. But you know what? Look at the Echavah Zah. This is our last round. This we do have. Edison called Gimel. This we do have in front of us. Edison called Gimel. Here we go. Watch this. Hine das a shach to solve the time of time and near it after also shnei dvorim to time of sas domin ash the kom bim bim lo vaye yeah okay the kom go near it the kan usher kol shak fela magish u mak your time ef be khavero the stamaru bim shem mir be kfela mash the tayo go be kfela So we'll have to stop. We're out of time. Then tomorrow, I'll try to bring in the Yad Yehuda. How do you try to get out of this thorny problem? Tomorrow we go weiter. Thursday is Chazar. Okay?
What's it? Tomorrow weiter is Sid Gimel?
No, weiter. Kamal thought he finished the Ramah Kabbas today. And he was optimistic. Let's hope we can finish tomorrow. If you finish them, go to Sid Gimel. Then go to the Ramos of Dalit. Okay. More of a course coming out.
That is, and he also says in that piece that Rashi is only saying that.
The Rashi is following the Rashi.
He said that's kind of an anti-order.